$10,000 more dollars to Kevin Cry? Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has now added nearly $150,000 more dollars into Cry in the last 2 months. This brings the total of outside money to Shasta County officials closer to $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. We are into the month of March now, and spring is definitely in the air, and quite a few places in these United States that have experienced a very mild winter. I don't know about you, but I am itching to go fishing again, though my blown-out knee and the leg brace I'm wearing is going to temper that prospect. As a matter of fact, I've had to come to a major decision about attending the Bassmaster Classic at Grand Lake in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's taking place, I believe, the 21st to the 24th this month. And I've got my reservations. I've got my flight lined up. I've got a rent-a-car lined up. But let's just say I'm facing some hard realities here in terms of whether I can actually pull this off 5 weeks post-surgery for a shredded tendon below my kneecap. So I'll let you know about that, what decision I've made towards the end of the show today. Meanwhile, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Johnny Candle, that former national champion walleye tournament angler who's now a guide and instructor. And he's going to give us a roundup on how fishing was in the Gulf of Mexico and the Florida Panhandle this winter. What he's looking at for fishing at his home lake, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, this spring, right after ice out, and some seminars he's going to be giving at Shield stores all over the Midwest. Another angler we'll talk to is Glenn May. He's the man behind BassResource.com. And Glenn just got back from a huge trade show in Japan where bass fishing is big, and they do it a little different over there than we do out here. But it's fascinating what's going on in the bass fishing world in Japan. And Glenn's going to share some of that with us. He's also going to share some post-ice-out techniques to help you catch bass. So we got both the walleye cover with Johnny Candle and the bass with Glenn May. Another person we'll talk to today is Kip Adams, the Chief Conservation Officer for the National Deer Association. He wrote an article basically saying that the good old days are here right now when it comes to deer hunting. And he's going to explain exactly why this is and how we can keep these good old days going. Getting back to fishing, we're also going to talk to Brett McComas with TargetWalleye.com. He's got a little rant to share, and I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and check in with Brett now and find out what's got him fired up. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are heading to Minnesota, Lake Mille Lacs, that famed walleye fishery that you'll find there on a 207-mile-long lake. And with us here to tell you a little bit about the situation at Mille Lacs is Brett McComas. He's the man behind Target Walleye. And if you haven't subscribed at TargetWalleye.com, you really need to, because he wrote an epic rant about the fishery there. Brett, great to have you on the air again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, John.
So fisheries biologists at Lake Mille Lacs have been talking about a decline in the walleye population for the last couple of years, and that means that limits are also being changed and shortened. But you're saying that that's not what you're seeing at all as an angler who spends lots of time on the water there.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who is seeing that, and it is just so frustrating. I've sat back and not said much other than a little comment here and there, and I wasn't meaning to make a whole Target Walleye email just about it, but I got to typing and I just couldn't stop. And yeah, so the deal is, it's, they say, you know, based on surveys, nets, traps, creel surveys, angler surveys, all the data, the walleye numbers are down, population is declining, the walleyes don't have the plumpness that they had, they're skinny, forage is down, it's just all negative, and it couldn't be further from what I would consider the truth as someone who has been out on that lake hundreds of times. I fish it all the time, winter, fall, spring, summer. It just, nothing lines up with what I'm seeing, and so I had to call attention to some of the lines. That all the negativity just drives me nuts, because it's one of the best walleye fisheries in the state, for sure, in this area. It is literally chock full of walleyes of all sizes. It's not just one year class. And for some reason, it gets all this negativity, and it just pushes people away from wanting to fish it. You know, why would you come from out of state or travel to go somewhere where you hear populations are down, fish are skinny, you might not be able to even keep one, and if you can, it's got to be in a, you know, super tight slot. And it just has me feeling bad for the local economy and resorts and businesses that depend on it, and just people that won't get a chance to experience what's really a magnificent walleye fishery because of the hearsay of things not looking good. And I can tell you that between this fall and this winter, the best fall and best winter I've had in the last 12 years of living in the Brainerd area for walleye fishing.
Wow.
And it's better than it was when I used to come up to Mille Lacs when I was younger and lived out of town. And just for everything, from numbers to size to the bite, it's just unreal. And, I mean, just a couple things I wanted to touch on is, like, skinny fish or not plump. I mean, out of probably 200 walleyes to hit my boat and the ice between fall and winter out there, between me and the people I've been with, I think maybe there's been three that I would call not fat and not even skinny. Like, there was maybe one that I'd say was skinny. And it's just like, where is this coming from? Because they're so fat, they're so healthy. And if I were to catch 200 walleyes on any other local lake in the Brainerd area, I would see more than one, two, or three skinny ones. You know, the ones that I catch out there that you'd consider skinny are average on any other lake. I don't know, it just... it's mind-boggling to me. I could rant about this for hours. It's such a great fishery. It's been incredible, and I just don't understand all this negative talk. And I get, we got to protect it, you know, but if we have to have tighter limits and slots and this and that to protect and keep these fish in the system, I don't want all the negative talk out there about how things are down and what it is. Like, you know, say, hey, we want to protect this fishery for years to come, so we're going to tighten things up and whatnot, but hey, there's a million walleyes out here, and it's just incredible. It's literally like, you know, I'm driving 18 miles from my house in Brainerd to go there, and I'm experiencing, like, Canadian fly-in fishing, just a quarter mile out of a public access, 18 miles from Brainerd.
Wow.
Like I said, I could rant and talk about this and every single inch of it for hours, so I'll pump my brakes now, and if there's any direction or any specific things you wanted to chat about, I'll let you get a word in now. Sorry for going on and on.
Well, Brett, has there been any pushback on Minnesota DNR and their biologists about this?
Yeah, I mean, there always has been a little bit, but I feel like now, since these fall surveys came out, is kind of the first time in the last however many years where I'm really seeing, you know, public pushback, and not just from locals here and there, but industry folks and people with some much louder voices than even I have, and, you know, just wanting to know what the deal is, and calling it from what they're seeing as people who are spending thousands of angler hours themselves on fisheries. So that's, you know, that's good. That's interesting. And I support the DNR. I think they do great things. And I don't think it's necessarily their call. To me, it's something higher up. You know, I think it's out of their control, but I don't know what that is. What needs to change? What's the deal? Why all this negative talk and locking this lake down and potentially seasons closing where you can't even target them, even if you were letting them go, in a lake that is so full of walleyes, it is just incredible.
Well, the bottom line is this. Don't believe the bad press about Mille Lacs. The fishing, as you just heard from Brett, is very good indeed. And if you want to read more about not just Mille Lacs, but about walleye fishing in general, you got to subscribe to Target Walleye. Just go to targetwalleye.com, subscribe. It's a great newsletter. I read it all the time. And sometimes it's got epic rants like this one. Other times it's got all sorts of other great information, too. Again, the website, targetwalleye.com. Brett, thanks for sharing the truth about Lake Mille Lacs with us here on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for letting me vent. I really appreciate it.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at explorethedalles.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We've got Glenn May on the line. He is the man behind BassResource.com. Definitely your go-to place on the web to find out more about being a better bass angler. Glenn, great to have you back in the air.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
So, Glenn, I understand you just got back from Japan. Gamakatsu, a company I associate with really fine quality hooks, invited you over there, and you got to attend a huge trade show there.
Yeah, I did. Gamakatsu invited me over to visit their international headquarters and to attend this giant fishing show they have in Osaka, which is at a level you usually don't see in the U.S., particularly for consumers. It's kind of an ICAST-style size show, and you see saltwater and freshwater fishing unlike anything really you see in the U.S. It's fascinating the type of lures and equipment and fishing rods that you can see on display there.
You know, you were telling me about some of the fishing rods there, and one of them was, what, a 30-foot-long fishing rod? Tell me about this.
Yeah, they can get up to 30 feet long. It's for a fish called ayu. What it is a very territorial fish. And so the way you catch them is you have, they're in a current, you know, a river. They have this 30-foot rod, doesn't have a reel on it. You just tie a line at the end of it and a hook on the end of that, and you take a small ayu and hook it there, and you dip it in the water where there's a bigger ayus, and they'll rush out and attack that smaller one, and that's how you catch them. It's a really fascinating way of fishing. These giant, long, like, I mean, 30-foot-long rods. Imagine how long that is. It's longer than your car. It's amazing. Expensive, too. The rods are expensive, and the season only lasts about 2 months. So this is definitely a rich man's sport, but it's a fascinating, something you never see here in the U.S.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. And you were telling me off the air that Japan has all sorts of products for not just saltwater and freshwater fishing, but bass fishing in particular, that we never see out here.
Right. Yeah. So bass fishing in particular is highly pressured over there. Very few people on a boat for, we can go on and talk about that, but it's just it's too expensive. We'll just put it that way. So a lot of shore anglers, and they're shoulder to shoulder, and they're all good. That's the thing. Everybody's really good at fishing. So it's tough to compete in that environment. So they come up with some great innovative ways to catch these bass in clear waters and, you know, super finesse tactics. These things, you know, a lot of what we fish today, drop shot and split shot, originated in Japan. Well, there's a lot of techniques in use over there that haven't even hit the U.S. And for a couple of reasons, it's interesting the way the Japanese market works. Japanese are, they're very loyal to their own brands. There's a lot of brands there that are just Japanese made products. And those brands will ride the wave of popularity of their latest offerings in Japan until it starts to subside before they introduce it internationally. And because the Japanese, once a product becomes, you know, jump ship basically and goes international, then they're not as interested in it anymore. So it's kind of a weird way of doing it, but you see a lot of stuff in Japan that's been really popular for the past 2 to 5 years that's not even available yet in the U.S.
I'm assuming that you're going to be profiling some of these lures and some of this tackle on BassResource.com in the future weeks.
Yes. Yeah. I went crazy. Went to a tackle store and bought hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. Being the tackle junkie I am. But you bet. I am going to be debuting some of these tactics and lures here. Keep an eye out on Bass Resource. We're going to be talking about them.
Oh, I can't wait to see them. In the meantime, let's talk about fishing for bass right after ice out, because the ice is coming off a lot of our northern lakes here in the United States. It's been a very mild winter. And when it comes to catching bass, when the water temperature is below 45 degrees, what are a couple of go-to techniques you like to use?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, this is like an outstanding time to go bass fishing because it's historically speaking, it's one of the best months, best time of year to get a true trophy bass. This is when the bass are just itching to start spawning. They're at their heaviest point of the year. So this is when you can catch a fish of a lifetime. Ice out is right when the ice melts. From about 2 to 3 weeks after that, the hair jig reigns supreme. This is when you can just have a heyday on a hair jig. I don't know all the reasons why, but it's a very subtle bait, very small, very realistic. And a lot of bass are surprisingly shallow. Right where the ice was, they'll be right there. Right when I, as soon as I, like a couple days right after the ice melts, if not right when it melts. And so they're vulnerable to this approach. When the water temps get about 43 degrees, then other lures kick in and other tactics kick in. But that's, the hair jig is the first thing I reach for when the ice starts melting. Other lures to use, and when the water temperature's in the low to mid 40s, I like to go for a suspending jerkbait. This is arguably the best time of year to be throwing a suspending jerkbait. I like a Spro mixed stick 110 plus. Megabass has also has a 110 plus. Spro also has a mixed stick 85. The 85 goes from about 8 to 9 feet deep. The 110 plus goes to about 11 feet deep. These are suspending jerkbaits. And what you do is you reel them down to the depth that they're at and then don't move them at all. And that's nice. Anglers have a hard time with patience, but you got to be patient here. Let it sit for like 30 seconds to a minute, sometimes longer, and then give it a slight bit of movement, a slight tug just to show it's alive. And then let it sit again. Painstakingly slow, but boy, is it ever productive. You can get some really big bags and big fish fishing this way. A couple other lures that work really well when the water temp's like this. A 3-inch to 4-inch paddle-tail swim bait, like a Kitek or a rage-tail swimmer, on a underspin jig head. Underspins work really, really well when the water's this cold. And all you do is you throw them out and wind them back in at a slow pace. You want to like go along the outside edges of, try to find some green weeds. Green weeds really attract bass right now, but they're going to be like in 20 feet deep. You know, they're not going to be super shallow right now. Just run that underspin along that or the contour lines. Long tapering points that go out in the main lake can be dynamite this time of year. And you just run that underspin the whole length of it through the water column, and you can figure out where they're sitting at. Every day they're going to change position. They'll be at a different depth depending on the weather. We can talk about that in a second if you want, but the underspin is a great way to target those bass. And also other structure, like humps, points, channels, even rock piles and brush piles are things that I would target with the underspin. The top baits that I would throw, one other bait I'll throw in there is two types of crankbaits. One would be a rattle trap or a booyah type bait, the rattling, vibrating lures, and also a flat-sided crankbait, like a Spro, Little John, something like that. You'd be surprised. A lot of bass anglers don't want to throw crankbaits when the temperature's in the 40s, thinking it doesn't work. Well, it does. These tight, wobbling crankbaits work really well in cold water. They don't work so well when it's warm out, when the water is warm, but tight, wobbling, those flat-sided crankbaits, definitely, I would fish those same structures that I just mentioned before with these crankbaits, and you'd be surprised how many fish you can catch with them.
Great advice as always. And folks, if you want to get some more advice, not just from Glenn May, but from all sorts of other bass pros, go to bassresource.com. Absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Great videos, great information. You subscribe to a newsletter as well. The website to go to, bassresource.com. Glenn, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at 4 set angles. 3 premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut Make Shark happen.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number, call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the state of Pennsylvania. That's where you're going to find Kip Adams. He's the Chief Conservation Officer for the National Deer Association. He just wrote a really great article about the fact that the good old days are here right now when it comes to deer hunting. Kip, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I like the way you start off the article. As you talked about deer hunting as a kid in Pennsylvania, and then you juxtapose that with deer hunting for your kids now in Pennsylvania, and it really is the good old days. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners more?
Sure. I grew up hunting in the early 1980s when there were a lot of deer, a lot of deer hunters, but a very skewed age structure of deer and very different opportunities. We would see a lot of deer, but back then you could only shoot one deer a year, so that made it pretty hard to fill the freezer. Fortunately, today, we can shoot more than one, which is what's needed because we have so many deer in the state. So we still have a lot of deer. We still have a lot of deer hunters. But we have much more natural age structures of deer today, which means you have the chance to shoot mature bucks. And fortunately, we have opportunities to hunt or harvest multiple deer. So a lot more venison in the freezers now.
What has changed to increase the deer populations in Pennsylvania and in other states as well?
Biggest differences today is we have much more balanced age structures on the buck side. It's partly regulations by state wildlife agencies to protect some yearling bucks, allow them to get a little older. It's also just a cultural shift in deer hunters today. They recognize the benefits of having older bucks. So because of that, we have the most balanced age structure on the buck side that we've had in at least the last 100 years across the whitetails range, which is pretty cool. And since we have fewer hunters today than we did 10 or 20 years ago, there's just more opportunities and more necessity for hunters to harvest multiple deer each year. So the bag limits have been greatly expanded across most states in the whitetails range today to account for fewer hunters, helping balance those deer herds.
Now, habitat has to also have something to do with this equation as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It doesn't do anybody any good if there's more deer than the habitat can support. That's not good for deer. That's obviously not good for the habitat or other wildlife species. So habitat's a big component when state wildlife agencies are looking at how many deer that they want hunters to harvest each year.
And the National Deer Association really does a good job at educating folks how to improve their own habitat on their own land to support deer populations. And what are some of the things that you suggest that folks do?
Yeah, we love to teach people how to enhance habitat. And that doesn't matter if you're in Washington, Pennsylvania area, and then give you ways to enhance those, such as being able to enhance forested habitat to provide more food and cover. Maybe you're in an open area, how to enhance early successional vegetation in more open environments, how to supplement those with food plots, and everything in between. So we help you figure out if there's enough food or not, and if not, how to produce more of it.
Prescribed burns also have something to do with improving habitat, too. Go ahead and explain to our listeners why actually burning fuel and timber is important.
Yeah, prescribed fire is an incredibly valuable habitat management tool. It's available to many habitat managers today. Not everybody. There are some states that are still pretty restrictive with it, but as we learn more about the positive impacts of using prescribed fire to minimize wildfire damage, but also to enhance wildlife habitat, we can use it to our benefit to do such good from a enhancing cover perspective for deer or other wildlife species, or creating more food, and this is especially true for whitetails. We can use it in forested environments to greatly increase the nutritional quality of the food that's available. We can use that in open areas, and we can even use it in food plots to some degree. So lots of really good uses for it, and it can be used in all different components of vegetation that deer are going to use.
Let's talk about something else, and that would be, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You mentioned that there's fewer hunters than there used to be, and therefore the hunters that are out there get more opportunity. But if you only have 5% of the population that's deer hunting, how do we grow the hunting population, keep it strong?
That's a great question. And isn't that amazing that only 5% of U.S. adults actually go hunting? You know, some people feel that we're going to, you know, it's our right to hunt and we can always do it. And the reality of it is, you know, we don't get to do anything in this country today because 5% of us want to do it. But John, we are very fortunate that about 80% of the U.S. public supports legal, ethical, regulated hunting. So that 80% is what allows us to hunt. That also means that there are some in that 80% that, you know, they're not against hunting. Maybe they just have never been exposed to it, or maybe they used to hunt, but then they didn't have time. So there's a bunch of people in that 80% of U.S. adults that are targets for becoming a new hunter or becoming a recruited hunter. So that's where we can grow our hunter numbers to either re-expose people to the woods or, you know, I grew up in a hunting family, and it was just the most natural thing as a child. Everybody I knew hunted. But I realize today that's not the case at all. You know, we're more urbanized as a society than ever before. So there's just fewer and fewer people that have the opportunities to do this at a young age. So one of the largest increases in hunter numbers today are folks that are in their mid-20s or 30s that want to obtain their own meat. They want to know that the meat, you know, is safe. They would like the idea of getting it themselves. So there's a huge pool of people out there that aren't currently hunters that want to learn how to hunt. So we're glad that we have a program to help introduce them to this and be able to mentor them to give them the confidence to go ahead and be able to do this themselves.
And one threat we should talk about to the good old days of deer hunting that we're experiencing, chronic wasting disease. When you and I are growing up, you know, most people didn't even know what it was, and now it's present in most of the states across America, and there's no cure for it. So how do we combat it besides monitoring its status?
Yeah, this is definitely the single largest threat to future of our deer herds. There is a lot of research going on right now relative to this disease and how to beat it. So what we tell people is there currently is no cure, no vaccine for it, and it is 100% fatal to all deer. So that's a big deal. Fortunately, even though it's in 32 states now, you know, in many of those states, it's only in very isolated areas. So what we encourage hunters to do is, hey, do everything you can to help limit the spread of this disease. And there's absolutely things that hunters can do every day, like not moving the high-risk parts of deer that they shoot into other areas that, you know, and then accidentally moving the disease there. Not moving live deer because we don't have a reliable and a practical live animal test. So just doing those things, we can limit where this disease is today and give science time to catch up and actually find a cure for this. So we're very engaged in it. We encourage all hunters to get engaged and do what they can as well. And just so that we can keep this in as few spots as possible until we do get a cure. And I'm confident that we're going to beat it. Hunters have answered the call in the past and solved other problems. And I'm confident that we can do that here again while our scientists find a way.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to leave it. But, folks, if you want to read more about this article that Kip Adams wrote, along with some other articles, too, and sign up for a newsletter and join the National Deer Association, just go to deerassociation.com. That's a website to go to, deerassociation.com. They're doing great work for deer and deer hunters throughout North America. Kip, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
You got it, John. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Next, we've got some great news from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They have been named as the fifth best-selling brand on GunBroker.com for 2023. Henry Repeating Arms also produces two of the top three best-selling rifles on the platform. And this achievement is a huge testament to Henry Repeating Arms' commitment to quality, innovation, and its customers. They make all of their firearms right here in America. Now, GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace for firearms, ammunition, and accessories, has become a key barometer of industry trends and consumer preferences. In hearing this news, Anthony Imperato, founder and CEO of Henry Repeating Arms, says, to our more than 800 employees in Wisconsin and New Jersey, our stellar customer service team, and every one of our dealers and customers, we thank you. None of this is possible without their dedication and continued support. Since Henry Repeating Arms introduced its first offering in 1996, the classic lever-action 22 rifle, the company has become synonymous with American craftsmanship, exemplary customer service, and a deep appreciation for America's shooting sports and hunting heritage. The company has a diverse product line, including not only lever-action rifles, but shotguns and revolvers, and they are known for their reliability, accuracy, iconic designs, and smooth actions. You can find out more and check out the entire lineup at henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got one of America's favorite anglers on the line. That would be Johnny Candle, former champion walleye tournament angler, and now a fishing guide who spends his springs and summers at Devil's Lake in North Dakota, and he's a smart man. He spends the winter down in Florida fishing the Gulf of Mexico. Johnny, great to have you back on the air.
It's always a pleasure, John.
So you are making the trek back home from Florida with a couple stops along the way. How was the Florida season, and how did it wrap up?
Well, you know, winter where I guide in Florida in the Panhandle or the northern Gulf of Mexico is not the most popular time of the year yet, because Floridians don't fish in the winter. They think 55 degrees is cold. Well, guy from up north comes down there, 55 degrees is really, really warm, and I've been learning that the fish bite all winter long, and I think I'm opening eyes down there. We had a great, great winter, probably left a little too early to come home, but there's other things to do. The fish were still biting well. We were catching plenty of snapper, plenty of grouper, some bigger amberjack. The sheep's head were starting to spawn, so they're moving closer to shore. The big bull redfish are fired up with the warmer water. The speckled trout were biting. Actually, John, the hardest part was trying to decide what do we want to go fish for today. It wasn't are we going to catch or not. It was what do we want to catch. Great, great fishery down there, and I'm having a lot of fun learning about it as I go. You know, I haven't guided there my entire life, just the last couple of years, and every day is a new adventure, which makes it fun for me as well.
Well, sounds like a slice of heaven to me, especially during the winter months. Let's talk about what's going to be happening in the next few weeks. I understand you're actually giving a seminar at the Shields in Omaha, Nebraska, and you're doing a whole bunch of other educational work, too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So a big part of my career is still educating anglers. I'm fortunate to work with the folks at Johnson Outdoors, Humminbird, and Minn Kota, and I found a nice little niche doing training sessions across the Midwest, all at Shield stores. I have 16 of them to complete in the next 45 days. So that's going to keep me on the road a little bit, but all much closer to home than, say, the Pacific Northwest or back down in Florida. So back in my home territory, doing training sessions, helping people figure out what they bought, right? You make a big investment into a depth finder and a trolling motor, and no one likes to read the owner's manual. Why would we? So we come to the Shield stores, we sit down in the classroom, and I help folks become more proficient with their marine electronics. And it, again, very enjoyable.
You know, a few years ago before COVID, you came out to the Pacific Northwest, Potholes Reservoir, put on some fantastic schools that combined classroom instruction with on-the-water instruction, really tailored to whatever the angler was after, but definitely included a component where you learned to read your marine electronics. Are you going to be offering anything like that anywhere in the U.S. this year?
Yeah, John, I do still conduct those schools, and if anyone's listening from the Pacific Northwest and would like to have me come back out there, please let me know, because I'd love to make another trip out that way. But right now I have two schools on Lake Vermilion, northern Minnesota. Same thing we did before, John. You bring your own boat, bring your own equipment, and I bring a group of teachers with me. We bounce back and forth, classroom, on the water, back in the classroom, back on the water. Focus on marine electronics. Obviously, that's a big part of the equation. But we dig down into techniques, and it's whatever technique you want to learn, not what I want to teach you. So if you've never fished with a jigging wrap, we'll learn about jigging wraps. If you want to learn to troll lead core, we'll troll with lead core. If you want to learn to cast a jig in a swim bait, we'll teach you how to cast a jig in a swim bait. So custom tailored to your needs, your wants. Lodging, meals, everything's all inclusive in one price. If you want to know more about that, you can obviously reach out to me, and I'm sure we'll be able to share with the folks how to reach me when we're all done talking.
I'll tell you what, having attended a day of that class that you had at Potholes Reservoir Mardon Resort in Washington State, absolutely money well spent. Think of it as an investment into your own fishing career, and it's really going to jumpstart it and put it into warp speed like never before. So, again, if you're anywhere in the Midwest, you should consider going to one of these Minnesota schools. If you're not, and you've got some buddies, get together and see if you can get Johnny out to where you're at. And, again, I think you'll really appreciate the opportunity. Let's talk about your home water. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. When's the ice going to come off there, and what's the fishing going to be like when it does?
Well, the ice is going to be gone much earlier than last year. We had one of the latest ice outs that I can remember, middle of May last year. Currently, John, right now it's in the 40s, forecast to be in the 50s this week, which is unheard of for February in North Dakota. I'm going to say by the 1st of May and possibly even the middle to end of April, we're going to have an ice-free. So fishing's going to be good. We've got a great population of walleye in the lake right now. We've got sizes from really small to really big. But the majority of the fish, last year our Game and Fish issued a report, 50% of the walleye in Devil's Lake right now are between 14 and 20 inches long. That means every other walleye is fit for the table. Beautiful eating size fish. We're going to have an incredible year, and I'm kind of chomping at the bit to get home, get a boat ready, so I can take advantage of this early ice out that we're going to have this spring.
How do you go about catching the walleye in Devil's Lake right after ice out?
Well, right after the ice out, John, you got to be kind of cautious. Our head, our mind tells us it's spring, it's warm, let's go shallow. That's what we all love to do, but you got to remember, that week after the ice is gone, the fish don't really know the ice is gone. The water's still cool, cold. Takes a couple days for the water temperatures to climb. So right after ice out, you're still kind of ice fishing, only in a boat. We're doing some vertical jigging. We're fishing very slow, typically live bait, deeper rock points, rock humps. But as soon as we get three or four nice days, 60, 65 degrees, that water starts to warm up, those fish will immediately go shallow. They look for the dark bottom bays. They love to get warm in a hurry, and that's when we can throw small jigs, plastic tails, up into 2 and 3 feet of water. Absolute dynamite fun. The bites are ferocious. The fights are a little harder because they're in that warmer water. Doesn't feel like walleye fishing at all. Feels more like bass fishing.
I was going to say, it sounds a lot like bass fishing, and it sounds like a lot of fun. All right, if folks want to get a hold of you to book a fishing trip at Devil's Lake, or maybe book a winter fishing trip later this year in Florida, or find out about schools and seminars you're teaching, what's the website and Facebook page they should go to?
JohnnyCandle.com is the website, or look me up on Facebook at Johnny Candle Professional Angler. Just click the like button. You can follow all my adventures year-round. Ask all the questions you want. I'll answer them as often as I can. And I'd love to see you either in a guide trip or at a school sometime this summer.
That's johnnycandle.com, and that's not Johnny with an N-Y, that's Johnny with an N-I-E. So johnnycandle.com, that's the website to go to, and go fishing with Johnny. Trust me, you are going to have a great time. Johnny, thanks so much for sharing this with us, and safe travels on the road, my friend.
I hope to see you soon.
In other news, I'd like to thank all of you who continue to reach out and wish me a quick recovery for this busted up knee I've got. Unfortunately, I had to make a hard decision this past week. I was scheduled to go to the Bassmaster Classic, was going to fly out there on March 19th and hop on board a boat with a pro for the final practice day, and then get some audio and some photos at the first takeoff and then wander the aisles of the Outdoor Expo in Tulsa. However, this injury has made me realize that just wasn't going to happen 5 weeks post-op surgery. Because, number one, you can get blood clots in your legs after a major surgery like this up to 6 weeks. So that kind of makes flying a very risky proposition. Number two, I've been testing my walking abilities yesterday and earlier this week, hobbled out to the mailbox and back. I live in a rural community, and that's about a little over a third of a mile to my mailbox and back. It took me 29 minutes, that's right, 29 minutes to walk to my mailbox and back, just over a third of a mile, and that was a real eye-opener. And knowing from previous Bassmaster Classics that I cover about 5 miles a day, this just isn't going to happen. So had to cancel my airline reservations, hotel reservations, rental car reservations, and now my focus is on just healing up and getting this leg brace off so I can fish a pro-am tournament as an amateur in the back of the boat April 26th and 27th in my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington. Looking forward to that. Gives me a very good goal to look forward to. So prayers for a speedy and total recovery would greatly be appreciated. In the meantime, here's hoping you are healthy too, and that the coming spring is going to be kind to you, and that you'll be able to get out there for some fishing or turkey hunting or wildlife watching or hiking or whatever else you'd like to do in nature. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Match when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Huge day in the presidential race.
More delegates are up for grabs Saturday as former President Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican nomination, and former two-time South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley seeks her first win. Trump is expected to add to his delegate lead in Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, as well as a party convention in Michigan. There are no Democratic contests on Saturday. That comes in May. On Sunday, the GOP caucuses in Washington, D.C., and then comes Super Tuesday, the largest day of voting of the year outside of the November election. Trump is on track to lock up the nomination days later. I'm Julie Walker.
And an update now, Mr. Trump has won the Missouri GOP caucuses, and we're just learning he has captured all 39 remaining delegates in Michigan at that party's convention in the Wolverine State. Also at townhall.com, a Pennsylvania man arrested in the murder of an Amish mother found inside her home.
The victim, 23-year-old Rebecca Beiler, was found dead with slash wounds in the living room of the home she shares with her husband in Spartansburg, Pennsylvania, a remote farming community. Now police say a 52-year-old suspect, Sean Cranston, is being held for criminal homicide and criminal homicide of an unborn child, along with burglary. There were two other children inside the home who were not harmed. The crime has shocked the Amish community, mourners coming to pay their respects, arriving by horse and buggy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Firefighters still working the huge blaze in the Lone Star State. Crews battling the largest wildfire in the history of Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Boeing making strides toward improving its safety culture.
However, employees could still be subject to retaliation for reporting issues. That's one of the findings in a report presented to the FAA. The experts say that when it comes to safety, there is a disconnect between Boeing's senior management and workers. The experts say that safety training and procedures at Boeing change so frequently that it leads to confusion among employees. Safety at Boeing being re-examined after last month's blowout of an emergency door panel on an Alaska Airlines flight. John Scott reports.
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, over what he says is a betrayal of the ChatGPT maker's founding aims of benefiting humanity rather than pursuing profits. Musk says he bankrolled the creation and thought it was going to be about humanity. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. As Hong Kong moving now toward enacting a new national security law, concerns are spreading among the city's international business and media communities.
The new law comes more than 3 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out dissent and vocal pro-democracy media in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Critics say the legislation will make Hong Kong's legal system increasingly similar to that of mainland China. However, the government argues that it will affect only a small minority of disloyal residents.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, businesses and journalists fear broad provisions on state secrets could criminalize their day-to-day work. Powerful blizzard dumping very heavy snow in the high peaks of the Sierra Nevada, along with gusty winds and heavier rain in the lower elevations. Thousands are without power. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi there, Shasta County. Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
To answer all your pet and animal questions, now say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Pet Show. Is your bulldog acting a little bored? Does your rescued Siamese kitten have you totally stumped? Have you given up on your Havanese? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to understand or try to understand your dog or cat's behavior nearly as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for the Pet Show. Yes, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, you want to find out why your dog is digging, jumping, humping, not eating, eating too much, hates the dog down the block, you invite him over to see another dog and he goes crazy, your cat scratched your favorite chair, peed on your bed, won't use the litter box, you get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show and have for over 43 years, is help people resolve any issues that possibly they're having with their dog or cat's behavior.
But from my perspective, folks, a lot more common any issues that the dogs or cats may be having with their humans' behavior. Just a reminder, if you have a question or comment about your dog's behavior, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a really, really great gift for their dog or cat. If you're new to the show, not biscuits here. Many of the gifts I give away is worth as much as $25, $35, $40, even $50. So great time to give me a call if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for the show today. If I don't get to all of it, it's only because the phones are always busy. You know, we often hear the term PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, and how it affects people that have gone through traumas. But what about dogs and cats? Can our dogs and cats suffer with PTSD as well? I think you'll find my response interesting. Also coming up, you know, we spend an awful lot of time with our dogs correcting them when they're doing something wrong. But taking the time to connect positively with your dog will actually encourage positive behavior. So if you're spending more time telling your dog no and less time spelling your dog, telling your dog yes, you get the idea. You know, I often joke on the show that sometimes you walk into a house and you say no because the dog comes thinking that's his name. Also coming up, are you tired? Are you waking up in the middle of the night? It's late at night. You want a glass of water. You go in the kitchen. It's early in the morning. You get up to go into the kitchen for your coffee. And you go past the cat's litter box and you're stepping on litter because he kicked it all over the place? Are you tired of stepping in kitty litter after your cat uses their litter box? Why do some cats make such a mess with their litter? I have the reasons coming up. Also, I love this topic. How to be your pet's safe place. We all want that. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, doesn't get along with some people, your dog believes if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. That's what the show is all about, helping you cope with your pets. 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, if you want to answer it, feel free. The question of the day is pretty simple. What's your dog or cat's favorite time of day? What is your dog or cat's favorite time of day? Are they morning dogs, evening dogs, morning cats, evening cats? Give me a call. 877-725-8255. The phones are jamming. Let me go right to them. Let me take a call from my friend Sue in calling from beautiful Upland, California. Hey, Sue, welcome to the show.
Hey there. Pleasure talking to you.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. So tell me what's going on. I know that you have two Labradoodles. You have them on Hugs and Kisses. That's my supplement. One is still scratching.
Yeah, we have two Golden Doodles.
Yeah.
One is 10 years old. One is 17 months. The 17-month-old, we use a special shampoo on him when we shampoo him for sensitive skin because we noticed this before. But both of them have Lucy's Pets food and Hugs and Kisses, and he's still scratching.
Is the younger one still scratching?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about the dog. Is he a calm dog? Is he a mellow dog? Is he an active dog?
He's very active.
Okay.
Very active.
Now tell me where he's scratching. Tell me where he's scratching.
All over.
Yeah.
Under the pits, in the genitals, yeah. Every place.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You've been to the vet, I'm assuming, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You know, Hugs and Kisses has lecithin and biotin, which is incredible for skin and coat. However, if the dog has allergies to other environmental issues, which it sounds like to me is a possibility here, that nothing in the world is going to change that until you get him on the proper allergy medication as well. The reason that you're telling me he's looking under his arms and under his arms, under his paws, whatever, that's all indicative of an allergy. So here's what I would do. I would have the conversation. I would speak to your vet because, you know, it's a young dog. I don't want him because this can really, you know, affect his behavior later on. I want you to have the conversation, explain to him, and the vet may say, you know what, maybe we should do an allergy test and find out specifically what the dog is allergic to. Is he allergic to something I'm feeding him? Is he allergic to the carpet cleaner you're using? Is he allergic to some fertilizer your people are using on the lawn? So there could be any number of reasons, Sue, but before we make any major changes, it's not fair to the dog. If you were telling me that it's just a food situation, I could say change the food. I think at this point, 17 months, he's still going through the growing stages. I really think a conversation with a veterinary dermatologist or your regular vet, either one, can do an allergy test. You could find out specifically what's causing the problem and take care of it so that he has the rest of his life to live without that problem. So it might be, it sounds to me like it's more of an allergy scenario than anything else in terms of and it's been going on since you've had the puppy?
We've had him since birth.
Yeah, and it's been going on since then.
We got him when he was 8 weeks old.
Yeah, but it's been, the scratching's been going on since then.
He kind of grew into that. About a year he started doing the scratching so much.
Let's do the dog a favor, Sue. Let's do you a favor and do me a favor, and I want you to call me back and let me know. But it sounds to me like there's a good possibility that there's some type of allergy going on there. What it is, I don't know. It could be food, could be any number of things, but there's some type of allergy going on there. So I would definitely have that checked at this point.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Sue, don't go in. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you his favorite time of day.
What is his favorite time of day?
All day long. just play. He throws things in the air. He catches. He's just so lovable and active. And if you're not paying attention to him, he walks up and puts his head on your leg and says, I'm here.
And let me tell you, Sue, something about your dog. Those batteries never wear out.
Our 10-year-old Golden Doodle is kind of wearing out on us a little bit, but since we got Isaac, it's kind of increased his energy a little bit. So
now, do you walk them on a leash and harness?
Every day.
Okay, what I'm going to do, listen, I got to move on. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a special gift. I'm going to send you one of those little air horns. We had these made up specifically. You know, I get these calls all the time from people that walk their dogs, and I'm in Arizona right now. It could be a coyote. It could be a pack of stray dogs. It could be some crazy person. I always carry a small air horn. It fits right into the palm of my hand whenever I take my dogs for a walk. And it's just something, and even when my wife goes to the store to buy something, she always has one with her. Anyway, the air horns, I think they're like $8 or $9. We have them on the website. We had them made up. You can get them at thepetshow.com. Don't forget that. And I think everyone who has a pet should have one of these from a safe perspective. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. Paula, I promise, you'll be next. Then we have Bob in Sarasota, Florida. We got Gary calling as well. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the phone number. Listen, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet every week. I've been talking about Lucy Pet for many, many years now. And there's many reasons I do it. First of all, it's the food I feed my own pets. That ought to be indicative to you how much I believe in it. But more important than that, I guarantee you that you have no idea where your dog or cat food is made. I guarantee you, you know the name of the CEO or the manufacturer of your dog or cat food. You know the name of the brand, but you know where it's manufactured? If they manufacture 20 different brands at that place? No. Let me tell you, I do. Lucy Pet Food has their own plant. They manufacture their own food right in Southern California. They even invested heavily in their own laboratory, which means every item is tested as it comes in. There's nothing safer, nothing better, nothing healthier, as far as I'm concerned, for your dogs or cats than Lucy Pet Food. Obviously, it's what I feed my own. Has that prebiotic balanced fiber. It's absolutely amazing. I don't want you just to listen to me, though, because, you know, they're a sponsor on the show. You know I love Lucy Pet Food. I've been talking to you for years, but I actually want you to hear from listeners, because listeners will tell you exactly what's going on when they change.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Lucy Pet Formula, you know, everyone I've given it to, everyone that's purchased it on their website has always said the same thing. Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. We know where it's made. We know how healthy it is. And you know what? Our dogs and cats love it. So I want you also to check out Lucy Pet Food. Here's what I want you to do. Go to their website. Easy enough to remember. LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go there and you spend just $35, you can get the kitty lickies, which you know cats love. You can get the wet food for your dog or cat. You can get the dog food rolls, the hip-to-be-square treats. Check out their website. There's some great stuff there. LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey,
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, what is your pet's favorite time of day? Let me take some more calls right now, though. Let me go to, let's go to Paula. Hey, Paula, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Now, that, I know you held for a long time on the LA show, so thank you for being so patient. What can I do for you, Paula?
Well, yeah, I'm so excited to hear what you suggest. My dog is almost 100% perfect. She is wonderful, but every now and then there's a random dog, and she decides she hates him, and she starts growling and lunging on her leash, and it's very rare, maybe once out of every.
Well, you know, Paula, here's, let me explain what's going on. A lot of people don't understand this, okay? But dogs are really not that different than we are. There are certain people that I meet that I don't like right off the bat, okay? I don't growl and lunge at them, but that's just the way it is. You know, there are certain ways that dogs look at each other, certain expressions, the pupils of the eyes, the height of the tail, the position of the ears, the way they're standing. These are all indicative to the other dog's behavior. So perhaps your dog is reacting to that. If you were to say to me, listen, Warren, the dog is like this with every dog he sees, then I take a different approach to it. But it sounds to me like there are certain dogs, the only thing I would recommend that you do is really solidify your real basic training. And the reason I say that is if you're walking him and he does come across another dog that for whatever reason doesn't look like he's thrilled to meet, at least you can control him with your basic training. That's how to resolve issues. For example, right now, excuse me, what's your dog's name, by the way, Paula?
It's Ruby. It's a she. Ruby.
Okay, if I were to take Ruby out right now, if you were to take Ruby out right now and Ruby saw another dog that she didn't like, I guarantee you, Paula, you'd be saying, no, knock it off, stop it, wait till Daddy comes home, and pulling her back, which is only creating more of aggressive behavior or assertive behavior. Solidify your basic training. Also remember this. When you see another dog and she's reacting, you're reacting. You may not think you are, but the anxiety is going from one end of the leash to the other end. So what you need to do is have a glass of bourbon before you take her for a walk. Now, all joking aside, what I want you to do is I want you to really solidify the training. And also when you notice she's assertive towards another dog, rather than being no, move away, do some basic training at that point, and walk away. Don't react to her, because once you react to her, reacting, then you're actually reinforcing her reaction. So the best thing to do is, I did this when a lot of my dogs that I've had over the years came out of horrible situations that were assertive with other dogs when I first got them, and I would just continue walking. None of your concern, guys, and I would just continue walking until I realized that even though the other dog might not be their buddy, there's no need to show that aggressive behavior. So a little bit more training at this point, calm yourself down, continue walking, and that can easily be resolved, I promise, Paula.
Well, I usually do an about face and ask her to heel and just start walking.
Yeah, but that's something a trainer probably told you to do, but you're reacting to her aggressive behavior. But even by using the heel command and turning around at that point.
Yeah, and then I end up kind of having to drag her. So the
bottom line, solidify your basic training. When she reacts, you don't react. You say it's none of your concern, just continue walking. Just continue walking, because if you react, then if I knock it off or stop it, again, you're reinforcing that behavior.
Okay, so that's what I'll do. I won't stop. I won't about face.
There you go, Paul. And listen, you give it a shot. I'm going to send you a copy of my book. There's a lot of good info. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. Give it some time. Give me a call back. We can go a little bit further, but right now I think that's the best way for you to approach it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And give Ruby a hug and a kiss. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We're going to have to break in a minute. When we come back, we have Gordon calling from Plant City, Florida. We got Judy in Ohio. We got Bob in Sarasota. We got Gary in L.A. We'll get to all your calls. I do have one open line, the phone number. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I wish you guys could hear my L.A. show. I had someone call me L.A. They adopted a 10-month-old puppy. The puppy was chewing, and the husband wanted to bring the dog to the pound. Can you believe that?
You think I lost my temper? You bet I did. In fact, I invited the husband to come on the air with me next week. We'll see if he does and what he has to say. Again, the number 877-725-8255. A quick break, and then Gordon, Gary, Bob, Judy, we'll get to all your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairground. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4444.
4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Just let me share this with everyone. You know, we just did a commercial, but we've got a very special thing going on, so let me share it with you. This is the first and only time in the PetShow.com's history that there's a BOGO going on. Buy one Nature Vet wellness product, get the second free. These are top quality pet supplements and wellness products at insanely affordable prices. Just select two Nature Vet products at thepetshow.com, thepetshow.com. Enter BOGO at checkout. Whether it's joint support, allergy aid, calming aid, Nature Vet is a product you need. Go to thepetshow.com. We make them affordable. Don't forget to enter the coupon code BOGO at checkout at thepetshow.com, thepetshow.com. Good while supplies last. All right, let me get back to the phone lines here. We are going to, who's been holding on the longest here? It looks like it's going to be Gary. Hey, Gary, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. What's up?
Well, I have two cats. They're 15 years old. They're brothers. They're rag dolls. And one of them, over the last approximately 5 to 6 months, and it's a seal point. The other one's a bicolor, but they're brothers, is exhibiting dementia behavior. And a cat, I've been going online reading about it. I took him to the vet. And they ran blood work, urine, did blood pressure, and all the results came back fine. And she doesn't really know what to do. We can just keep doing exploratory things, x-ray, look for cancer, look for whatnot. And I don't know. From what I've been reading, and his results, test results have come back excellent, that he's in excellent health. I'm just wondering if you are familiar with this or if you have any recommendations for treatment or supplements or anything. He's he eats well. He uses the litter box. But he just sometimes just walk into a corner and stare.
Yeah, but you know, Gary, that is a perfect sign of dementia, disorientation, going into a corner and staring, staring in space. All of that's understandable, but I want you to understand this as well, that somewhere in the neighborhood of 50% of cats will develop some symptoms of cat Alzheimer's or the equivalent by the time they're 15 years old. So in other words, so 50%, I think a little bit, 36% if they're a little bit younger, but I think it's like 50%, 52% if they're over a certain age. So lack of interest in playing, wandering around, disorientation, confusion, losing interest in food, changing in sleep patterns, all of those things are indicative of changing in bathroom habits, are indicative of things that can take place. Now, when you spoke to your vet, did she talk about medication at all with you?
No. She just spoke about let's run more tests. Let's look for a tumor. Let's look for cancer.
And she's on target. She's on target because there are many different medical reasons that can actually cause the reaction of dementia. There's a lot of medical reasons. So that is fine. But I'm just, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm just kind of going through my brain. They say now that with dementia, there are some medications that people are trying. One is, I'm not familiar,
you know, some people, dopamine, they have diet, there's another medication that's brand new. I'm trying to look it up as I'm talking to you because I just had it up for you. But there are medications that some vets are trying to use. And again, your doctor's right on target. You want to make sure that the reaction or the cause of the type of dementia is not something physical. But at 15 years old, if you're showing minor states of dementia, you know, I just would keep things as good as possible. But the drug I was looking for may include something called monoamine oxidase, MAOIs. So you might want to run that by your vet.
Okay.
Some vets will also recommend anti-anxiety medication. But at 15 years old, it sounds to me like she's a normal 15-year-old cat that's just starting to go through dementia, as many cats, as I said, over 50% at that age do.
I'm not familiar with that. You know, I hear people with that, and I've had animals throughout my life, and I've never had an animal display that. And
believe me, it is not uncommon. Dementia in dogs and cats is not uncommon at all. In fact, I'm going to do a story coming up on PTSD. You know, the more they live with us, the more the problems we have go from one end of the leash to the other, and that's exactly what's going on. So certain things that we never thought, these certain anxieties, certain types of depression that we never thought would affect our pets are now affecting our pets. I think part of it's from a good perspective because we're spending more time with them, but on the other hand, I think sometimes we're just not giving them the opportunity to be a dog or cat. Anyway, Gary, I'm going to send you some kitty lickies. I want you to keep me posted, though. I'm real curious. Speak to your vet. You might even want to run, I don't know if your vet's a general vet, which is great, but you might want to run it by a feline specialist as well. There are many different things. You know, some people say changing diet is good. The best thing to do with dementia is letting them cope. You're not going to change it, but letting them cope at this point, Gary. I hope that helps you out a bit.
Well, it does. And from your experience, does this progression get worse?
Or, you know, it's kind of like this cancer. It all depends. You know, just like with people, it depends from cat to cat. But if the cat's on a good diet, you're seeing the vet on a regular basis, she's checking for things on a regular basis, I think if there's any changes, what you need to do is keep a diary on the cat and legitimately write down any changes you know. Notice.
Oh, that's a great idea. I didn't think of that. Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
No, thank you. Give her a hug and a kiss and call me back another 10 years when she's still having a little bit of a dementia problem. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you some kitty lickies, and I appreciate that phone call. It's so tough. It is so tough when our pets get older and certain things that develop with them. God, it's just so, so hard. My heart goes out to you, Gary. But listen. As I said, I think it's over 50, I'm not sure, but I think it's like 50 or 52% of cats will develop some type of dementia or Alzheimer's disease. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, here's the deal. We have Bob in Florida. We have Judy in Ohio. We have Gordon in Florida. We have Leslie in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, you know, when you hear me talk about hugs and kisses, you know this is my product, okay? Not somebody else's. It's manufactured by me. It's made right here in America. As a matter of fact, it's made in Southern California. And my hugs and kisses supplements have now been around for over 35 years. But there's a difference. About 5-6 years ago, we made some major changes. So listen to me carefully, because you probably are. If you happen to be tired and really had enough of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, if that licking, scratching is making you crazy, think about what it's doing to your dog or cat. The product you do need, though, is my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It happens to be so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can rebuild the health of your pet. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now it's even better. It's now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent any issues your dog or cat may be having with their hips, joints, and bones. We know how important glucosamine and chondroitin is, but it has to be in the right combination. And listen to this, from a digestive perspective, and that's probably the most important thing we can do to keep our pets healthy, is make sure they're digesting properly. Now, I added prebiotics and probiotics, both, to the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1, which means your dogs and cats will have an incredibly healthy gut. And we now know from all the studies that, just like with humans, the health of your gut is critical to total overall health. So the combination of prebiotics, probiotics, what a difference. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, just the right balance of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. That's why my Hugs and Kisses supplement is now an Amazon's choice. I want you to go to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, to get your Hugs and Kisses supplement. Or if you prefer, call my office. Yeah, you should have a phone. You can call us. You can order online, 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out Hugs and Kisses today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog and your cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The season are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse.
No fear. Mighty Mouse is on his way. We are back on the Pet Show. The phone number 877-725-8255. I'm going to take you guys right in order, and it seems like it's going to be Bob in Sarasota, Florida up next. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, hi, how are you, Warren? We have an 11-year-old giant schnauzer who is full of energy in the morning, but she... For months and months, she had a pad on her front paw that would not heal. We took her to, you know, three or four vets, and the problem wouldn't resolve. So we even took her to a dermatologist, a vet dermatologist. And last week she had her front, the outside toe amputated, okay, because toe cancer in that area is, for that breed is a problem.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering if, and she's very healthy otherwise, extremely healthy, blood work's great, but just any idea about the recovery in terms of, is she going to be able to walk and run again normally with...
You know,
with,
Bob, it's one of those questions like, you know, it's everyone heals different. Every dog is going to heal different. You're working with a breed I'm very familiar with. I did something called Belgian ring sport training and French ring sport training and Schutzhund training when I was stationed in Europe. One of the breeds we used was the giant schnauzer. A lot of people think of schnauzers. They think of a little schnauzer walking down the street somewhere. But the giant schnauzer is an incredible working breed, an incredible guard dog as well. And they have a lot of heart. They really do. So my gut reaction is that it's going to take some time for recuperation. I want you to baby her a little bit, obviously follow the vet's advice. But I don't think it's going to have a long term. She's 11 years old. If she were younger, I might approach it differently. But I think at 11 years old, let her move at her own pace. Let her work out what she needs to work out. Sounds something like you're on top of her in terms of veterinary care. Quite honestly, from a behavioral standpoint, once she starts feeling more confident again, it's not like she lost a whole foot. When she's starting to feel more confident again, I think you won't notice that the part of the pad was removed at all. I think she'll be absolutely fine. I've had dogs in the past that had toes removed and pads removed, and, you know, it was kind of hard at the beginning, but you got to baby them a little bit, but at the same time, give them a little bit of space, and all of mine came around. So I think you have a really good shot here, Bob.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad to hear that, Warren. It's only been 5 days, and clearly she's limping and favoring that.
Yeah, well, sure. It's new to her, you know, but give it some time to heal. It will heal up. And as I said, it's a giant schnauzer, which is an incredible breed of dog. And they never became real popular, but I just absolutely adore them. What color is she? Salt and pepper, black?
Oh, she's black, and we have we have one that's going to turn 8. So we have two females, and they're absolutely an incredible breed. We just been totally in love with them. We have a friend in Rehoboth Beach. That's where we usually listen to you on WGMD. But she actually wrote a book. On the breed, and she's one of the world's most greatest authorities on giant schnauzers. And
you're lucky to have someone like that, Bob. And listen, I got to move on, but let me do this. Let me put you on hold while she's recuperating. Let me send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses supplement. Give them to both dogs. Believe me, between the glucosamine, the chondroitin, and all the other stuff, it's just keep that healthy body as healthy as we possibly can. And give her a hug and a kiss for me, and I know she will get better soon. One of the things that dogs have in terms of advantages, one of the things dogs have over us is they very, very rarely feel sorry for themselves. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Well, I have the great, listen to how caring Bob was about his dog. Just amazing listeners that I have. Quick break, then we'll get back to some more calls. And don't worry, we got another hour to go, so I'm going to get to all your calls. But first, they're back, folks. They're back. Kitty Lickies. You know what they're like. Some people call them addictive. Kitty Lickies. You know. Listen, if you happen to live in a house that is run by a cat, which is every cat house in America, legitimate cat house, folks, you know that cats call the shots. Cats will tell you when they want to hang out, when they want to sleep, what they want to listen to, what they want to watch, what they want to eat, when they want to play. And what your cats are really asking for, let me tell you, your cats want Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet. And here's why. Kitty Lickies are scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and futompers. There's a couple of ways your cats will get into Kitty Lickies. You can either give it directly from the pouch, which they love, squeeze it over dry food, which would be an extra treat. Or if you have one of those finicky cats, and you know who I'm talking to, just take some Kitty Lickies, put it over their food, and watch them chow down. I'm telling you, Kitty Lickies, people say, Warren, why are you out of Kitty Lickies? Well, Kitty Lickies are back. They're made by Lucy Pet, so you know how good they are. Here's what I want you to do. They come in three great flavors. There's a chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. If you have a cat, I'm telling you what a difference Kitty Lickies will make. Or to Kitty Lickies, go to lucypetproducts.com. You can get Kitty Lickies. You can get Lucy Pet Food. You can get all of it there. Bottom line is spend just $35 at lucypetproducts.com. And Kitty Lickies and anything else you order will come to your home shipped absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Talk to the animals.
No ifs about it. I talk to them every day. Best conversations I had. Here's the deal. We got like a minute left before I got a break for the top of the hour. But here's the deal. Leslie and Prescott, I'm going to get to you. Gordon, you're going to be up next. I definitely got to talk to you about the poop dance. Judy in Ohio, you've been holding off for a long time. I want to get to you. Great question about the eclipse. I'm looking forward to talking about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I still got hugs and kisses to give away. Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, books, T-shirts, air horns. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, also, when we come back, I'm going to talk about something important to me. We all hear about post-traumatic disorder when it comes to people. What about pets? Can pets suffer with PTSD? I think a lot of my listeners who have adopted dogs, God bless you for doing that, may need to hear this. So we're going to talk about that, continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, what is your dog or cat's favorite time of day? Their favorite time of day. Quick break, then plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. While we're taking a break, give your pets a hug and a kiss for you. One right between the ears for me. I'm Warren. Next time, we'll be right back at you.
Oh, fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name on the rock.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.